MGM Resorts International Chief Executive James Murren joined Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno at City Hall Thursday to mend fences. Following a private meeting with the mayor, Murren publicly apologized for the communications lapse that left Sarno unaware of plans to reduce the size of the project by 14% until it was disclosed in a filing with a state agency.
Absolutely, we should have talked to the city about exactly what our more iterative plans were before that was announced. Mistake on MGM.
MGM has been under fire in Springfield for an earlier decision to drop a 25-story hotel tower from the project and now cut out a total of about 122,000 square feet of space that was to be devoted to retail, dining, and non-gambling entertainment. The size of the gaming floor is not being significantly reduced. Murren claimed the new design makes the project better. He said MGM will still deliver the 2,000 construction jobs, 3,000 permanent jobs, and $25 million in annual payments promised to the city. He said a low-rise, 250-room hotel will be a better fit in the historic downtown neighborhood where the casino is planned.
This is truly an epic and groundbreaking endeavor.
MGM officials are planning a public presentation in Springfield during the week of November 16th to fully explain the reasons for the proposed redesign and the implications. Murren said there could be more changes in store.
But they'll be minor. I don't anticipate any major changes. We are very far along in the design process. We're moving into construction documents. We're already moving dirt, as you know. We have made major progress on the site. We hope to make very rapid progress. So the major design phase is really over.
This is the second time this month an MGM executive has traveled to Springfield to offer public assurances the Las Vegas-based company is not wavering on the casino project.
These little things could have easily been avoided with better communication. And that was fundamentally the discussion that the mayor and I had. We need to communicate better, and I committed to doing that, and I hopefully we won't have these kind of misunderstandings in the future.
Sarno said Thursday's meeting with Murren, MGM Resorts International President Bill Hornbuckle, and MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis was reassuring.
This is a partnership with the city and the residents, and we need to continue to work in unison when it comes to the communication issues.
While he accepted the apology from the MGM officials, Sarno did not commit to approving the changes in the project.
I will continue to fight and work tooth and nail to make sure that everything that MGM has agreed to in our community host agreement will be realized. And I look forward to that public presentation that will be coming about sometime in the middle of November, in which the MGM officials can answer any and all questions in depth.
Any material changes in the casino development contract between MGM and the city must be approved by the mayor and the city council. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission must also act on the proposed redesign of the MGM project. Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby said he's considering holding a public meeting in Springfield after receiving several requests, including one from Sal Sercosta, who is challenging Sarno, a three-term incumbent, for re-election.
I sent them a four-page letter asking that they come and they hold a open forum where citizens are allowed to ask questions, not just the press. I think citizens have questions.
The MGM casino downsizing has emerged as an issue in next week's city council elections in Springfield, with challengers and some incumbents taking a hard line on the proposed changes during meetings and candidate forums. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.